Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back. Well, here it is springtime.
Yes, indeed. Lots going on.
And one exciting thing is the return of the farmer's market in Greenville, which comes back. It will be Saturday, this coming Saturday, April 16th.
Yes, that's right. This is what they're going to call their soft opening for the season. And then they will have a more formal opening in May. But the vendors will be setting up every weekend now, and they will get more and more as more and more produce comes in.
The farmer's market in Greenville was a long-standing tradition and then almost went away entirely, but it's been brought back really strong here the past two or three years.
It has. It's been actually about 5 years, and it was brought back by a group of really concerned moms who wanted local produce and local healthy food for their kids. And they set about literally recreating a farmer's market from the ground up, and they've done an extraordinary job on it. And what's unusual about the farmer's market in Greenville is, in order to make sure it's local, it's both for the environmental impact and just for the healthy options, every single thing must be grown within a 50-mile radius. Can't be brought in beyond that. So I always laugh and say, you will never find pineapple at our farmer's market. And it's taken a long time to get the people in Greenville to understand how our farmer's market is different. But now that they do, they love it.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that there's that much produce within 50 miles. Of course, it's not all produce.
No, it's not. But it's also, they have worked with locals. They've gotten the word out. And you've got a lot of people that provide things for the farmer's market that maybe are the kind that have a great, great big garden.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want to do is be able to sell a little bit of it. They only want to do the one farmer's market on Saturday morning. They bring it in. They set it up. And so they have developed this over time. And something that's interesting that they do is everyone that applies to be a vendor, they actually go out and visit the gardens to see what they're doing, to be able to talk about it, but also to make sure that if you say you're going to be growing certain vegetables and or you're going to be bringing certain vegetables to the market, that you've got them planted there. So, again, they want to make sure that people aren't bringing it in.
That's impressive.
They are dedicated.
Yeah, that level of dedication.
Yes, it's really remarkable. And it will continue pretty much into November until, you know, because you'll get your cool weather produce and everything coming back in.
And for people, we shouldn't assume that everyone's familiar with downtown Greenville, but it's on Lee Street.
It's on the far east end of Lee Street. Mm-hmm. And there's now a restaurant down there, Just Pie, which is great.
Yeah.
And, you know, because of all the activity of Farmers Market, that was part of what helped make it possible for Ain't Just Pie to open there.
Yeah. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. So the Farmers Market coming back this coming Saturday for the spring season, although you say they'll have a kind of a formal opening in a few weeks. And in the time we have left, a couple more things we want to talk about. The Texan. The revitalized Texan Theater in downtown Greenville has a local play, I say locally produced play, that's going to be running through Sunday, April 24th, Nanya He, and this has to do with the Cherokee people?
Yes, it is the story of a woman named Nancy Ward, who her Nanya He means beloved woman of the Cherokee. And this was back in the late 1700s. This was before the Trail of Tears that brought the Cherokee to Oklahoma. And the story is written and created. It's a musical, original musical, that's created by her great, somewhere out there, granddaughter, who grew up knowing the story and is a singer-songwriter in Nashville and has created all of this story. This is the Texas premiere, and it is a completely local cast. Directors are Bill Salomon and Dee Dee Oxley. The author is coming in to actually do the music. I'm very excited. I think this is wonderful that the Texan is not only just doing local theater, but they're actually now producing a new piece of music.
Mm-hmm. And of course, when you attend the musical, then you'll be served a gourmet dinner
and the whole thing.
It's like, I tell you, going in there, it's like going into some place in Las Vegas.
It's fabulous. It really is. And, you know, people still sometimes struggle with the price, and I try to say, do you not understand? You get your food, you get your drinks, you get any of the fancy coffees from the coffee shop. You get all of it, plus a show.
Yeah, it is remarkable.
It's wonderful.
And then we maybe have another chance to talk about this before it comes along, but something new called the Downtown Stroll in downtown Greenville Saturday evening, April 30th.
Yes, that's coming up, and that is going to be sort of a come rediscover what all is downtown. And they have got, I think, somewhere like around 30 different businesses and offices that are participating.
Quid, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always love it.
Quid Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.